Canada will play the United States tonight in women's hockey at the World Hockey Championship. This is taking place near Utica, New York, basically in Utica, New York. And right now, the standings look this way. Canada is 3-0. Canada has beaten Finland 4-1, beaten Switzerland 3-0, and Czechia 5-0. The United States is 3-0. Canada beat U.S. beat Switzerland 4-0. They beat Czechia 6-0, and they knocked off Finland 5-3. So this is for top spot in Group A, tonight's game. And tonight's game is going to feature a few names that we know. Ella Shelton, who has become a great friend of the show. We've talked to Ella a few times. Fourth overall pick in the PWHL draft. Has been dynamite at the Women's World so far. But she's joined by a couple of people who aren't there as much as Ella has been, or who haven't been involved in playing international hockey to the same extent of some of the people on their team. And they just happen to be Nicole and Julia Gosling. And we've got to look at things this way. We have two brothers from London, Paul and Peter. They eventually get married. They have families. And one has a daughter named Julia. One has a daughter named Nicole. And Paul and Peter are twin brothers again. So they each have daughters. Those daughters grow up to be good enough to play on Canada's national women's team and are playing together right now as cousins on the team. This is just too cool a story. Well, earlier today, because we didn't want to interfere with the start of the game, we had a chance to sit down with Paul and Peter Gosling. And we asked Peter, first off, just about hearing about the fact that both of their daughters had made Team Canada for the World Championships.
Oh, gosh, it's... To me, just, you know, Paul told me about Julia and, you know, I was just ecstatic for her, you know, for her and their family. And then when Nicole called us a couple hours later about the news and everything else, it was, you know, just an unbelievable experience just to see my daughter's dreams come true. And once again, to play with such a wonderful group of women and the opportunity to you know, represent the country is even another outstanding achievement.
And Paul, let's look back at what happened very quickly, because it wasn't too long before Julia put a puck into a net. Take us back to that.
Well, anytime you get on the ice when you're one of the youngest players, it's great to see. But for her line to gel like that and to get a feed from Kristen O'Neill was great, and deliver it, you know, with that patience was outstanding, and to celebrate it with their families and friends that were there. She had schoolmates down to watch, and of course, she joined it with Peter. Outstanding. It was exceptional.
That's just it. You know, sometimes you're a parent in a cold rink somewhere, and then you're by yourself as your child does something incredible. It sounds like, Paul, there's all kinds of people around.
Yeah, I know it's a pretty great, you know, atmosphere in Utica here, and as a result of the, you know, the tournament with the eclipse going on, there's even more people there. So it's a great environment for hockey, and great for the girls just to be around, you know, all this top women in hockey. It's you know, the product on the ice is getting, you know, a lot more competitive. You're seeing the games a lot tighter than they were before. And so it's definitely exciting.
Paul and Peter Gosling joining us as their daughters, Julia and Nicole Gosling, compete for Team Canada. Canada getting set for a matchup tonight with Team USA. Peter, you mentioned finding out that Nicole had made the team. Take us back to that moment. How does a family react when you hear that?
So basically, Nicole just reached out and said, you know, can we have a family FaceTime? And then luckily all of us, you know, our daughter and son, Gabby and Braden, and, you know, mom and dad were all home when she called. And when she shared it with us, we were just jumping up for joy and just, you know, holding back the tears and all that kind of stuff of, accomplishment. That's a start to a great process, and she's got a lot of things to learn and grow with. But so ecstatic for the opportunity.
Peter Paul, let's ask you the same question here. The road that your daughters have been on. Peter, when did you realize that, hey, just a minute, we have a daughter who maybe has something special here?
Probably, for sure, the U18 experience, when she first got selected for that, to go to Japan, with Julia. It was, that opportunity to at least put her on the radar, and that's all you want. You want to making sure that they keep looking at you. And since I know she's on the radar and she kept improving and being a fine young woman like she is, portraying the proper, things for coaches and for teammates, I thought that, with that trend moving forward, I thought she had a great opportunity as long as she kept developing items.
And Paul, how about you? If you look at what you have been through as a family, and you talk about the fact that Julia is the youngest player out there, when did you think, okay, that this might be possible? Or do you ever let yourself believe that?
Well, as Peter mentioned, the under 18 being, invited just for the camps was the first glimpse that, hey, she's actually not too bad. Because we weren't even really looking into the college route too much. Not a lot of, at that age, you weren't talking to many colleges and different things. So you think the girls are doing okay. But then when you get the invite for camp from Team Canada, she's doing the right things. And then, things progressed well when her first year in Russia. And then she went to Japan the following year. So that's when, just keep working on your skills, listening to your coaches, listening to the leaders from the different programs, from the Devilettes program, from Team Ontario, from Team Canada. And if you're a sponge and you grow with that and do the right things, hopefully good things will come about. And then she got invited to the under 22 development camps with Team Canada, and, just progressing well with the girls, and keep learning, keep striving, keep working on those tough, long days of workouts, school, just challenging yourself not to just be complacent. And right now, this is, like I said, they're experiencing their dream, and, an unbelievable feeling of representing your country. And as Peter mentioned, the women that she's around in the dressing room, it's phenomenal. And it's just something for her to grow on and to, really hopefully be able to lead the next wave of Team Canada girls if things go well for her.
Paul and Peter Gosling joining us. And we've got to look at the odds of this. The two of you, Peter, are identical twins. You now each have a daughter playing on the same Team Canada roster at the exact same time. I don't know how to even think up odds like that. That's wild.
Yeah, exactly. That's just, you keep pinching yourself. My wife and I, and then also with my brother and his wife, Tracy, just trying to figure out, just sharing this wonderful experience. And just like I said, the odds of, just having twins, and then also, our daughters, sharing this wonderful experience together is just, it's something that we're cherishing over the past month, and looking forward for good things to happen, in the next few days here as well.
On the roster with Ella Shelton of Foldens. Okay, last thing, Paul, how much hype is there going into Canada versus the United States when you're there in Utica, New York?
There's a lot of hype. There's signs all over the place. There's obviously a little more U.S. apparel than Canadians, but it's outstanding. This morning, all the people in the hotel were wearing their U.S. gear and giving it to my Team Canada outfit, but all good. It's exciting. The place is sold out. If you're trying to get a ticket, it's top dollar. So it's a great venue to be part of, and can't wait for it to start.
Well, good luck to your girls and the rest of Team Canada the rest of the way. Thank you for spending some time with us, and enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Thank you very much, Mike, for the opportunity.
That is Paul and Peter Gosling, fathers of Nicole and Julia Gosling, both playing on Team Canada. So did you follow the bouncing ball on that one? Twin brothers, have daughters, both grow up to play for Team Canada at the Women's World Hockey Championship. Canada and the United States will meet tonight, and the winner will take Group A. It is that simple.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.